So they're saying that I got all my friends and family members appointed to the school board. They want to say I'm trying to control the school board. But it's my bill that for the first time ever, all the school board members could be elected. So if I want to control the school board, I would have kept the appointing system. It just doesn't make any sense.
Let's get to the nonsense, man. So, you know, social media, I hate bullies, man. I really hate bullies. And this particular person, I end up had a blocking because I just feel like he's bullying. Even though I know you can handle yourself, I just feel like some of the things he's posting about you and the family is unnecessary. How do you handle these daily tauntings your spouse,
yeah,
and your children, yeah, and the roles were reversed? Yeah. How would you handle it?
Well, how I handle this right here, and what I told people, you know, a lot of people say, you know, Kevin, just don't respond to it. Just ignore it. And let me tell you something. And I've had a couple of people that were
Can I say his name?
Huh?
Can I say his name? Mark DeBose?
Yeah. So it's a couple more, but he's the main one.
Yeah.
But there's a couple people that were adamant, just ignore it. And guess what happened? He started tagging them. And then they see. So, you know, you can't ignore everything because you can't let people define who you are. And so these people, I'm not going to call them racist. I'll let people make their own opinion. But they're mean-spirited, they're hateful, and they're divisive. And they don't even know me.
See, yeah.
All kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They don't even know me.
Yeah.
And that's just what they do. And so when my daughter was in the House and when she ran for re-election in 2022, same stuff went on, and she lost her election. What I told Kim, I said, Kim, I said, this is your election. I'm not going to say or do anything without your permission. I don't want you to say that I did something or I said something. But she tried to take the high road, and it cost her because she let these people define her. So what I told them early on, I said, now, whatever y'all want to say about me, if it's true, I don't have a problem. But if you say something about me that's not true, I'm going to respond to it, and I'm going to set the record straight. And I'm glad I did because it's helping us. But that's all these people do. One thing I take comfort in is that the only people who are just liking this stuff and sharing it, and it's just a little click, and that's it. You'd be surprised the number of people that, now they ain't gonna come out public, but they'll inbox me or whatever, and they don't like it either, but they just won't, they don't have enough. Some do, but some don't have enough to come out in public and say it. So that's what they do. And sometimes I ignore it because they want the attention and they want to go back and forth. I have them blocked too, but people tell me what they're saying, this and that. But they're just, I don't know where these folks came from. And then to be honest with you, from what I'm told, the people that know Mark DeBose, he's not really that educated. So
he's a village idiot,
yeah,
man.
That's right. And
you know,
that's what I'm told.
Yeah.
So we know who it is that's writing this stuff. The guy don't have this kind of capability.
Yeah.
You know who it is, but you have some
just
folks
put his
that,
name on it.
That moved here, and they want to take over this county in a bad way. And to be honest with you, the only thing standing in their way is me. If they can get rid of me, they're good to go. And so, and the reason why Carter's doing this crap, because now they're supporting him big time. Yeah. I won't say supporting him. They are using him big time. And the reason why they won't let it go is because it worked for them in 2022. He can't see it. It ain't working now. And they're out there saying all kind of things, doing all kind of stuff, and it's just crazy. And people who you might think don't have a lot of formal education, there's a lot of folks out there that don't have a lot of formal education, but they're just as smart as they can be. My grandfather on my mother's side had a second grade education, couldn't read, couldn't write, but he's one of the smartest people I ever knew.
Yeah.
And so people, they think that they are pulling the wool over their eyes, for lack of a better term, they see through all the stuff. And they're smarter than they are. But for some reason, he thinks that this is a winning strategy for him. But I'm telling you, they're benefiting my campaign. And to be completely honest, Aliens of Carter is the best fundraiser I've ever had because people are becoming hip to this stuff.
Yeah.
And they're donating me. They run me down for signs. They want everything because they just don't like this. They just don't like it. And so, you know, it's solidifying my support.
So with Carter, this was brought to my attention from my wife. Her colleague brought this to her yesterday morning. She gave it to me this morning. It says the Johnson's family salary 2024. You mind if I read this real quick?
Yeah, and I want to let's go over this thing line by line.
All right. So it's on the topic, Senator Kevin L. Johnson, nepotism and failure to be transparent.
So can we just deal with it step by step as you go along?
Oh, yeah.
So everybody know what nepotism is mm-hmm. when you use your position to help family members, particularly, and close friends, gain something.
Yeah.
So he's saying that my wife and my two daughters have the job they have and the salaries they have because of me. So I said, listen, y'all, we could go back and forth. I said, just contact the source. Go to the school district. Talk to anybody in the school district, any board member, the superintendent, the payroll person, the HR director, and ask them, have I ever called them or communicated in any way about anything for my family? Just do that.
Well, hold on, let me ask you this question. Are they qualified?
I'm getting to that.
Yeah.
So the other night, I was asked to go before the school board. They wanted to talk about the district maps for the new school board. All nine school board members sitting in front of me. The superintendent was out of town due to a health issue with his family member, his sister. The deputy superintendent was there. The HR director was there. I said, y'all, before I take my seat, I said, let's do this right here. I said, have I ever called any one of y'all for anything about anybody in my family? The answer is no. And so, but now, you want to read a little further?
I mean, whenever you go ahead. You're
talking about education. So they say that, he said that when I realized that Central Carolina was coming under the school district, I somehow got involved and made sure they hired my daughter as like an assistant, whatever.
Yeah.
Listen, when Kim applied for the job at Central Carolina, the conversation she and I had, Kim, you need to stay at Hope Health. I've worked for the same employer for 40 years. I'm not one of these ones that jump from job to job. Now, I know young people do that now. And so I have no knowledge of what went on in Central Carolina. And I said, call Central Carolina, ask them, was I involved in any way with them hiring Kim? None whatsoever. And so what happened is that when I was in high school in Clarendon County, the Career Center was under the control of the school district. Some point years later, after I was gone, a decision was made between the powers, the stakeholders, to put the Career Center under Central Carolina. So somehow, I guess it's timing. After Kim was hired, at some point, the school district, Central Carolina Board, and County Council got together and thought it would be better to put F.E. DeBose back under the school district. They signed paperwork, a memorandum of understanding. And so what I'm telling them is that Kim was never hired by the school district. She was hired by Central Carolina Technical College. They set her salary. And then at some point, they put it back under F.E. DeBose. And like I said, I'm not involved in those types of things. I have all of these institutions, county council, the school board, they have their own boards that govern them. They don't listen to me. They don't run anything by me. So that's what they did. And so then what happened also is that during that same time, the school district was doing a salary study, a compensation study, paid a lot of money for it. And so when the salary study came back, just like with most salary studies that are done, any salaries that are out of whack, they adjust them. Now, my understanding is pretty much everybody got an adjustment because pretty much everybody were below where they should be.
Yeah.
Now, those that weren't, they didn't cut their pay. They just didn't give them a raise.
Yeah.
And so that's a whole bunch of stuff. Then he says in there that,
Let me read it. Let me read it out. All right. So when Senator Johnson realized that Central Carolina Technical College will be returning to vocational school back to the local school district, Senator Johnson got his daughter, Kimberly Johnson, hired in a brand new creative position as an assistant director of the vocational school with only a Devaney diploma.
Well, I'll stop right there.
All right.
So what I'm saying is, I think they know better, but
You think so?
They gotta know better.
Yeah. I don't know.
So my thing is
alternative facts.
Yeah, contact Central Carolina. It's public information. Ask them under what circumstances did you hire Kim Johnson, and was Senator Johnson at any way involved? That's what I was saying. Just contact them. He said she has a divinity diploma. I don't know where that came from. So when Kim was in high school and she played on the basketball team and she got a scholarship offer to play basketball for Benedict College, she wanted to go in the Army. So she went in the Army. And she served, I think, 3 or 4 years active and maybe 3 or 4 years in the Guard or Reserve or whatever. And then when she was in the Guard and Reserve, she enrolled at USC, and she got a degree in religious studies, right? Then she went on and got a master's degree in social work. And what happened, so the job she got, she was more than qualified for.
Qualification.
And then what they did also, from what I understand, when she was interviewing, Central Carolina, like a lot of state agencies, they do give you a little more preference for military veterans. So she had that going for her. So that's how she got hired. Kim is going through pretty much every prestigious leadership program in South Carolina she's graduated from. So that's what happened there. And what she's involved in now, they're saying, I don't know if it's in this, oh, well, she's on an alternative track to become a principal. A lot of principals in South Carolina, they go through an alternative track that's sponsored by the South Carolina Department of Education. And it's a program, it's like a 2 or 3 year program. But when you successfully complete it, you're certified as a principal. Now, what they need to do is go out to F.E. DuBose Career Center and talk to those students and see the kind of rapport she has what she does. It's amazing. And so this thing about, I had no idea. And like I said, I don't want to keep denying it because a lot of times, I'm going to just be frank, a lot of times what a liar do, when you accuse a liar of something, they can say, oh, no, I didn't do that. So what I'm saying is, don't take my word for it.
Go to the source.
Sit down and talk to them and let them tell you how they recruited her, how she got hired, how her salary got set. Nothing to do with me, so let me just jump ahead.
This episode is sponsored by Events by Sweet Pea LLC, CEO Eartha Mae Hughes. Our mission at Events by Sweet Pea LLC is to provide and create seamless, lasting experience. Our services are impeccable and precise to leave every client with a smile. We will give you a lasting impression as we help your vision come alive. You can contact Eartha Mae Hughes at 803-983-4625. Again, 803-983-4625. And her email address is eventsbysweetpea104@gmail.com. Again, eventsbysweetpea104@gmail.com. Jerome Robinson MMA of Team Robinson MMA, a safe training environment that will enable students of all ages and backgrounds to grow physically and mentally. You can visit their website at www.imteamr.com for more information. If you're interested in being a sponsor, contact myself, Ernest Miller, at 803-565-9752. That's 803-565-9752. Or you can hit me up on my email at eaenestmiller83@gmail.com. Again, that's eaenestmiller83@gmail.com. You can also make contact with my producer, Victor Wesley of Vic West Production. His telephone number is 803-225-0021. That's 803-225-0021. Also, his email address is vicwestp@gmail.com. That's vicwestp@gmail.com.
So they're talking about my wife. My wife, she's not like the other employees. She don't get 3 months off in the summer. She's a 12-month employee. They're saying that because of me, okay, I've been a senator for 12 years. My wife was an employee for the school district for 34 years. And so let me tell you this right here. My wife is an administrative assistant, which is not a high job on a totem pole. She assists the director of our parenting program. So if I want to enrich her, if I had that power, which I don't think I do, am I going to leave her in a low position in the school district for 34 years?
Exactly.
And so they're saying, oh, yeah, she makes less than $50,000.
And that's why I asked you, you sure they, you think they know better?
But she's been on the job for 34 years.
Come on,
now. She don't have a degree, and for whatever reason, she went to college for like 3.5 years, didn't ever get the other half. But, I mean, it's ridiculous, you know? And so Kendra, they talk about Kendra somewhere on there. So that's my youngest daughter. Now, Kendra went to USC, got a degree in social work, bachelor's of social work. Then she went back and got her master's of social worker. Then she now is a licensed master social worker. And now she's got another certification. I forget what it is, but what it allows her to do, she can actually treat patients with mental health issues and diagnose them. Yep. And so all of them could be anywhere making much more money. So when John Tindall was the superintendent, you think when Tindall was there? So he was saying to her, he said, you know, we've never had a social worker for our school district. Yep. We need a social worker. He said, I can't guarantee you could get the job, but I wish you come work for the school district. So Kendra was at DSS. She took a pay cut to come work for the school district. When John Tindall got ready to hire a social worker, she had to interview with everybody else. She got the job, but I don't know. You're not a social worker. I knew you in the Ministry of Education, getting your doctorate there. But I don't know many people, if any, social worker in Clarendon County that have the credentials that Kendra has. And so they're saying, oh, look at her salary, and look what the other social workers are getting. The other social workers, one, don't have her certifications, and two, they work for her.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. And not only that, but Kendra is the only, I forget what her exact title is, I think she's called a social worker coordinator for the district. She's the only social worker coordinator in South Carolina, from what she tells me, that have additional duties other than supervising the social workers. And not only that, the coordinators in the other district, they don't have a caseload. So Kendra has the caseload for what used to be Clarendon 2, which is the biggest part of the district.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what they're talking about.
Penalizing her for serving the people.
Then they trying to say your son, serving Kenneth. The
people. All right, Kenneth. Yeah. My son, we call him Tika. Yeah. So Tika, yeah. Tika, one of these guys, him and Kim, he was born prematurely, so him and Kim are about 10 months apart. But whatever Kim want to do, he want to do. When Kim decided to go in the Army, he went. They left the same day, went in the Army. Yeah. Came back. He stayed in longer than she did. Got out, went to college, USC, got his degree, got his master's. So he was a law enforcement person. So he got out of the military and worked for the Clarendon County Sheriff's Department. And somehow, without my knowledge, he applied for a job to work for the Sergeant-at-Arms in the House. The Sergeant-at-Arms, they provide all the security for the House members, their staff, the buildings. We have it in the Senate also. So I said, Tika, I said, I don't think you can get this job right here. I said, because I'm in the Senate. I don't think they will hire you. So I talked to the Sergeant-at-Arms. He said, oh, yeah. He said, that has nothing. He said, matter of fact, he could do the same thing in the Senate where you are. I said, really? And so then later on, I saw a name, Mitch, called Mitch Dorman. He's the Sergeant-at-Arms in the House. He'll verify this. So I called him. I said, hey, man, I heard my son's going to get a second interview. You know what he told me? He said, not only is he going to get a second interview, he said, I'm hiring him. And he hired him. No input from me whatsoever. I didn't think he was going to do this.
I'm a piggyback off that. I remember when he did it, because during that time, he was helping me. I was at the Criminal Justice Academy. I used to come to his house like every other day. We would study together. And I remember when he applied and he got it, he used to get mad, because he would say, people say, I got the job because of my dad. My dad knew nothing about this. Yo, he was like literally upset about that.
But the Sergeant at Arms, for the people that's watching, is Mitch Dorman. He'd be glad to tell you how my son got hired with no input whatsoever from me. Now, I'm going to say this. If any one of my children ever needed my help, of course I would help them.
Of course,
your dad.
And not only that, I've helped a lot of people get jobs. I write letters for them. I make phone calls for them, because that's part of what I see as my duty. Yep. And I do that. I did it for you.
You did it for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what we do. But they never needed my help. Mm-hmm. And so this stuff here is just a whole bunch of nonsense.
Yeah. Then he got some guy named Sean Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So now, so Dr. Johnson is a school superintendant.
I guess they think every black man named Johnson.
Yeah. And so they're saying, what they're saying is Superintendent John Sean Johnson family also. Why won't they tell us? Yeah. Now they know. I have no relation. Clarendon County. There's a lot of Johnson in Clarendon County.
Yeah, it is.
The only Johnson in Clarendon County that I'm related to outside of my wife and my children is my brother that lives in Manning.
Yeah.
All other Johnsons are not related to me. My father was from Sumter. Now, I have some cousins over here in Sumter. Their name not even Johnson. So they know better. It was something else. Oh, they talk about the school board. Okay, so listen. For whatever reason, Clarendon County school district, I mean, we have three school districts. The board in Clarendon 1 in Somerton was partially appointed and partially elected.
Yeah.
Clarendon 2 in Manning was always appointed. And Clarendon 3 in Turbeville was always elected. And so a lot of pressure was put on us, because there were only, at this time I'm talking about, There were only three county school boards in the state. In Clarendon County, the county school board appointed the local school board members, the governor, the state department, the state superintendent. The powers of being in Columbus said, y'all need to get rid of these county school boards. So two of the three of us got rid of our county school board. Us and maybe it was Allendale or somebody. Dylan is the only one left that has a county school board. So in our situation, when we got rid of the county school board, somebody had to appoint school board members. It fell on the delegation. Not Kevin, not the senator, but the legislative delegation. And so I think maybe two or three times we appointed school. I don't think I ever had a chance to appoint Kim because at that time, there was a – no, I take that back. When she first – the first time she applied, she didn't get chosen. The second time she applied, she got chosen. The third time she applied, when her next term was – I think I'm right on this. I didn't even participate in her – I walked out of the room, didn't even participate. I let Representative Ridgeway and Representative Caesar McKnight interview her. But anyway, so that's what happened there. So they're saying that I got all my friends and family members appointed to the school board. They want to say I'm trying to control the school board. But it's my bill that for the first time ever, all the school board members going to be elected. So if I want to control the school board, I would have kept the appointing system. It just doesn't make any sense. And I don't know if they know this or not, but what they probably should do, and then here they go again. The new school board's first decision was to raise Kimley's salary by another $13,000 or $15,000. I don't know what it was. They don't know either. But go look at the salary study and look at where she should be. And what they did also, they got another paper going around. I don't know if you have that or not. So listen, there are 623 employees of the school district. They're only concerned with three out of 623, my wife and my two daughters. So all that is public information. Those who make over 50, it's public. Nobody's trying to hide that. You can get it from anywhere. But anyhow, so since my wife and two daughters are Johnsons, they had the page that they were on. And they're trying to say they're getting paid too much. But I wish y'all had that page. If you look at that page, there are several and a lot of people on that page that make more than any one of my family members. And so it just looks silly. You got people making 100 and something and just good money. But what they got to understand is that's what you make. I mean, school district jobs, once you get a little bit of seniority and get a little bit of education, you make money. Education is one of the few fields that the more you educated, the more you're paid.
But the crazy part about it, this is the part I'm confused about. So what?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the issues, Carter. Mm-hmm. You're talking about, you pocket watching. You just not saying what you're going to do for District 36. All I'm hearing about is rumors, Johnson this, Johnson that, but you're not talking about what you're going to do for the people. Mr. Johnson, Kevin Johnson's talking about what he had planned for the District 36. I haven't been hearing that. So I'm offering you an invite, Carter, to come to Shop Talk, and let's talk about issues.
Challenge.
So my cards that I give out, it talks about me. His cards talk about my family. Yeah. Has Senator Johnson promised and or offer you these jobs and salaries? I don't have any jobs to give out. I have one person, my administrative assistant in Columbia. I hire her. Talk to her. She thinks she done die and going to heaven working for me. I hire a student to work in my office. I had Alex Craven work there for 4 years. Kadri Bell worked there for 4 years. Talk to them. I mean, this is just ridiculous. But what he's hoping that he could do is, and I'm going to just be honest with y'all. I'm going to be honest with us and the viewers.
To be continued. Make sure you check out the next episode. And also, you make sure you like, subscribe, and comment on my YouTube channel, The Mill Experience. And now we also on Spotify, Apple, and Amazon. Make sure you download. Peace.